You're listening to the Diamond Light Source podcast, and this month we're stepping away from the research taking place at Diamond to focus on the machine itself and the hundreds of staff needed to keep it safe, working, and attracting scientists to its beams of light. Still to come, we meet Diamond's chief executive to hear how the synchrotron is run from the top down, and we hear how industries and companies are making use of synchrotron light. But we can't let a podcast go by without some news on the research being conducted. And so first, we join Sarah Boundy for a roundup of the latest news and events at Diamond.
So we've had some research recently published in Nature Immunology. A number of Diamond's life science beamlines have been used to study killer T cells in the human body. These are cells that help protect us from disease. So a team from Cardiff University and King's College London discovered that T cells can inadvertently destroy cells that produce insulin. And their findings provide the first evidence of this destroying mechanism in action and could offer a new understanding of the cause of type 1 diabetes.
So how did they actually study this whole area?
So the team isolated a T cell from a patient with type 1 diabetes so that they could view the unique molecular interaction which results in the killing of insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. So now that they've got the evidence of this mechanism in action, they can actually see how killer T cells might play an important role in autoimmune diseases like diabetes. So this knowledge can be used in the future to help researchers predict who might get the disease, but it can also help to develop new approaches to prevent it. For example, catching the disease early before too many insulin-producing cells have been damaged.
So also quite important because it's a disease that's becoming quite prevalent today as well. Now, stepping away from biology and more onto chemistry and in particular molecular chemistry.
Yes, so Diamond's small molecule single crystal diffraction beamline, I-19, has recently played a key role in helping to reveal the exact structure of the most complex non-DNA molecular knot prepared to date. So knots are found in DNA and proteins, and they're even found in the molecules that make up natural and man-made polymers. And they can actually play an important role in the substance's properties. For example, up to 85% of the elasticity of natural rubber is actually thought to be due to its knot-like entanglements in the rubber molecules' chains.
Why did chemists or why did scientists want to study these in particular?
So they're interested in studying the molecular knots to understand how the knots affect the material's properties, such as elasticity. But tying molecules in knots is something that's really difficult to do, and up until now, only the simplest types of knots have been achieved. But recently, a team from the University of Edinburgh succeeded in preparing a molecular pentafoil knot, which is basically like a five-pointed star. And the scale that they were working on was 80,000 times smaller than a hair's breadth. And they brought that molecular knot to Diamond, and the National Crystallography Service collected the diffraction data, and an academy professor from Jyväskylä University in Finland solved the structure.
But what would, say, some of the applications be then, having discovered this?
Well, being able to produce materials with a specific number of entanglements rather than the random mixture that occurs in present plastics and polymers, it could actually allow scientists to exercise greater control when designing materials. So, for example, it could lead to the creation of very light but strong materials, a kind of molecular chainmail. And it could also produce materials with exceptional elastic or shock-absorbing properties because molecular knots and entanglements are intimately associated with those characteristics.
Now, as well as research, though, as usual, the users of Diamond are actually quite important, as well as the beamlines, and there have been first users on one of the more recent beamlines.
Yes, so this is our 20th beamline to come online now. It's Diamond's X-ray imaging and coherence beamline. It's welcomed first users towards the end of last year. Researchers from the Universities of Manchester, Sheffield worked with the beamline team to develop techniques on the coherence branch of I-13. So I-13 is our long beamline, which stretches 250 metres away from the X-ray source within the synchrotron building.
Now, in previous podcasts, we have discussed why this needs to be so long, but for anyone that didn't hear that, why does this beamline need to be that extra distance?
Well, the distance is necessary in order to produce fully coherent light, and that's light considered in its waveform as opposed to particles, and that enables a wide variety of experiments. So as the light travels over the distance, it fans out into a large lateral coherent beam, and the beamline receives very brilliant light, which can be described to have laser-like qualities.
And what were users looking into?
So the users were using a variety of samples as a means to test the beamline's capabilities. The Sheffield users are working on a pioneering technique called tichography, which basically involves exploiting the coherent light in such a way that they are able to combine diffraction and image data to create a high-resolution computer-generated image of their sample, and that's at the nanometer scale.
Now, as well as people coming in to use the facility, though, Sarah, there's quite a big anniversary coming up for Diamond.
Yes, 2012 is actually Diamond's 10-year anniversary. So the joint venture company was formed a decade ago in March 2002. So we'll be celebrating throughout the year with special editions of our newsletter, public open days, along with a number of added extras to highlight Diamond's many achievements over the past 10 years. Keep an eye on our website to find out more.
Thanks, Sarah. Sarah Boundy from Diamond's communications team, who'll be back in the next edition with more news from Diamond. But if you can't wait until then, visit diamond.ac.uk for more news stories and multimedia content.